Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the man with the weather plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, as much as I can. Trying to rhyme it.
Hey, this morning it was like 32 at my house, and I had ice still on the ground.
And it was raining.
Then it started to rain real heavy. I mean, real heavy. And after the rain stopped, the temperature went from 32 to 33. It's now to 37. I thought a cold front was coming through, but that must have been warm weather coming through.
Well, yeah, the cold front doesn't come through until this afternoon.
Okay.
So I don't know why I can't clear my throat, but anyhow, so we will have some rain that could still mix or change to snow before it ends this afternoon. Highs could go as high as 45 to 50 before it drops, and it's going to get windy. We have a wind advisory up. Wind gusts 50 miles an hour.
50?
50, 50.
Will that be into this evening?
Into this evening.
Well, they might not be. I don't know if they'll be jumping in wind gusts 50 miles an hour.
They have the advisories out till 10 p.m.
Wow.
Now, here's what we have to pay attention to. If you have a home barometer, go over to the wall and tap it. You'll notice the needle is very low. Do you have one at the station?
No, Marshall? No, we do not.
It's very low. And that indicates that we have a deep storm. And that storm system is just to the west of Washington, D.C. right now. And it's going to continue to move northeastward. Now, just picture this. If you were to look at the atmosphere horizontally, low pressure is like a valley in the atmosphere. Well, the more intense the storm, the deeper the valley. It's like your drain pipe. You know, you fill it up with water, you pull the plug, tremendous suction.
Yeah.
As that storm goes through the area today, it is literally just going to suck down the cold air. It's going to bring the cold air right back down from the north, and that's when I think we'll go over to some snow. So even if we only get a coating with temperatures falling, it could make for some very tricky driving late this afternoon and then early tonight. Then we clear out, we drop to the upper teens. So it's quite a cold front. Sunny, cold tomorrow, and there will be a wind. Low 30s. Cloudy, maybe some flurries late Sunday, mid 30s. And then on Monday, you'll wait till snow. It probably will change to rain. And the highs go to the mid 40s. And we'll probably still have maybe a little bit of a wintry mix on Tuesday. How about that?
We'll call it a wintry mix kind of winter.
That's how it is. Yeah, you're right. Look at this trivia, 1861. We're calling it a spectacular temperature drop in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
There were 40 degrees at noon. The following morning, they were 32 below zero. That's almost 100 degree drop in 24 hours.
It's pretty significant.
It is significant, and it's in 1861, when there wasn't such things as climate change and all this other baloney. See? Weather was extreme there, too. So that is the story. I continue to watch this storm, and I'll keep you posted throughout the day. I don't have any pressing plans for the weekend. Editing continues. So far, we're at 73 hours of editing.
And if people don't really understand, yeah, it's ridiculous.
73 hours.
It's ridiculous.
I guarantee you, this movie will chalk up at least 100 hours of editing before it's done. We're in part two, 25 minutes into that, and we're figuring, you know, that part two is going to be an hour also. So, and there are some pretty hard parts right now that we've been working on. I was on with Apple yesterday. You know, it's funny because their support is usually very good. And I got this girl, very, very, very sweet girl, Misty. I said, Misty, my problem is that I have flickering in some of my scenes. She goes, oh, well, did you try? I said, wait, before you go on, you read the notes. I tried everything. It does not flicker in the camera that I took it. It does not flicker when I take the memory card out and put it to my smart TV. And it does not flicker when I do a quick time. She goes, Oh, I said, and my second problem is, how do I change a background color? So she pauses. And she said, go to your Apple icon and tell me what version you're running. She goes, well, there's an upgrade on the operating system and there's an upgrade on Final Cut Pro. So, yeah, she goes, I bet you once you upgrade, it'll fix both of your problems. I said, I bet you once I upgrade, I may not have a project. And she paused. She said, well, you have to make a backup. I said, yeah. I said, because it's not good to upgrade in the middle of a project. I said, did you ever run a PC and have them Microsoft upgrade overnight? You come back the next morning and see what happens? So she goes, yeah, you're right. Make a master file, put it on an external hard drive, upgrade, and then bring the project back in. What, Marshall, what if it doesn't accept the project after that?
You just take her advice and do it after the project. Yeah. It's a you because you just can't take a chance with all that data. You just
I
can't.
mean, yeah, I can. I will make an external file, to a hard drive.
Yeah.
And I will also, when the project's finished, I will also make, I already have a DVD of part one. I'll make a DVD of part two so that if I can't, after the upgrade, put the project back into the upgrade, I know I have two working copies. Simple as that. That's what I'm doing. So, aside from that, Marshall, it was a real dreary day yesterday, that's for sure. And I did my yoga, which I always have fun doing. And now today I'm scheduled for my annual doctor's visit. That's at 11 o'clock this morning. So I will go there, come home, and finish up in the weather center. How about you?
I will follow with great interest the weather because, like I said, it's the opening for Jump Fest. So, just break this down for us. The weather at 7 o'clock tonight, the weather beginning at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and the weather beginning at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
You'll laugh about this. Now, where is Jump Fest? Is it in Connecticut or
It's
is
right
it
in
in?
Salisbury, right here, right in our area, right
Okay,
here.
good. Okay, so at 7 o'clock tonight, I'm thinking that it'll be about 40 degrees and there may be some snow showers left over. The wind will still be strong
Okay.
at 7. I would see a west wind at 20 to 25 with gusts 40 to 45. But by 10 o'clock, the 20 to 25 comes down to 15 to 20, and the 40 to 45 comes down to 30 to 35. And certainly by midnight, I don't know how long they're going.
No, it's
It'll
all right.
be
It'll be over by 10.
okay. So they'll have the winter gust wind. Okay, so now you want Saturday morning or Saturday night?
Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11.
Saturday morning at 11, about 26 degrees, sunny skies, a wind 10 to 15. And Sunday morning at 11, almost the same, 22, 23 degrees, cloudy skies. There will be flurries in the area with little, if any, wind.
There you go. That's what we needed to know.
And that's what you got. So there you have it. And I wish you a good weekend. I hope you feel better. I know it's still kind of rough, but
It'll come along. It'll come along.
it comes along like everything else. You know, there's one thing you can't stop,
Yep.
Marshall, and you know what that is. One is taxes, and you know what the other
Well,
is.
and my favorite expression, I don't know who came up with it, but about life and death is no one's getting out of here alive. So,
Isn't that the truth?
we're all in the same boat.
Oh, you got it.
All right, Pat. Hey, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you next week.
You do the same, Bart Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.